So the ZTE Nubia Red Magic 3 is a gaming phone with lots of extra features, like it's got active cooling with a fan and fins and all kind of things, got a 90Hz display and so on. But how does it compare with a device like the OnePlus 7? Well, let's find out. So we have the OnePlus 7 on the left-hand side with the Snapdragon 855 and with the ZTE Nubia Red Magic 3, also with the Snapdragon 855 on the right-hand side, and both devices are running in full HD, and I saw a quick lead there by the OnePlus 7 as we went into that 2048 test. Now, a lot of you are going to see there that the Red Magic 3 has a 90Hz display, and before you start writing things in the comments, I really recommend that you go and watch my video about what 90Hz displays really are and how they work. Now, as we go now into the SQL light test, we can see that the OnePlus 7 is still in the lead. Let's see if the Red Magic 3 can catch up. No, they're both running at roughly the same speed there, so the OnePlus 7 is still in the lead as we go into the 3D cubes test. Now, coming up next is going to be some of the other interesting tests, like the thread test and the 2D gaming test, which is where we're into now, as still the OnePlus 7 is in the lead. While the Red Magic 3 is still doing the 2D game test, the OnePlus 7 has gone into the 16 thread test. Of course, coming up after this is the Unity test. So what's going to be happening now as we go into Unity test? We can still see the OnePlus 7 has a clear lead as it starts, and yet the Red Magic 3 hasn't even started the test. It's now starting. Will it be able to catch up? Will it be able to do any better? It doesn't look like it. They're both now flying over the scenery that we find in this test. The OnePlus 7 there is looking pretty smooth, I must say. It's going faultlessly through this test up to the sun. It's coming down now to that castle scene, so I don't think that the Magic 3 is going to catch up really in any way, although it's now coming down to the castle scene, but too late because the OnePlus 7 is already in to the compression test. There we go, 8, 9, 10. What's the final score? 1 minute and 32.5. Now, what have we got now with Red Magic 3? It comes in 1 minute 36.9. Okay, let's break down those scores and see what happened. So clearly the OnePlus 7 won with a time of 1 minute 32.5 compared to the Red Magic 3 with 1 minute 36.9. When you look at the CPU time, you can see a 2 seconds win there by the OnePlus 7 with 25.9 versus 27.9. When you get into the mixed test, which will include things like the blur test and that 2D gaming test, we can see quite a difference there by the OnePlus 7 with 38.3 compared to 42.8 for the Red Magic 3. However, strangely enough, when you get into that Unity test, we can see that actually the OnePlus 7 lost with a time of 28.3 compared to 26.2 with the Red Magic 3. So while the Red Magic 3 is pitched as a gaming phone, there's obviously they put a lot of work into making sure those 3D games work well. However, overall, the OnePlus 7 is the winner. Okay, my name is Gary Sims, this is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe. Please hit that bell notification icon, and well, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.